Welcome to Thoughts Off the Stem. I'm Justin Baroni, and today we're quitting smoking. Nah, I'm just playing around. Well, at least we're not quitting smoking weed, that's for sure. No, I figured... Excuse me. Dude, without those, you know what? I babied myself lately. But this is also part of what I'm going to talk about today. So, we're not quitting smoking weed. I'm going to talk about quitting smoking. Because I've actually finally kicked it. And I wanted to help people out and tell them how I kicked it. Because it's not a simple thing to do. I've tried many, many times over the years. Yeah, it's a tough one. So I figured I would try to help some people out, tell them how I quit smoking weed, and hopefully, or not quit, quit smoking cigarettes, and hopefully that'll help you if you're trying to quit, which obviously is a good idea based on all the statistics. You know what I'm saying? So one of the things I wanted to say was that I've noticed that since I've really like stopped smoking any kind of cigarette, I know there's only one kind, but since I've stopped smoking cigarettes, I've noticed that bong hits are way more harsh. Even smoking a joint sometimes is a little bit harsh. But I think the reason for that happening is because of how I quit smoking. And I'm going to detail it. So before we get into it, what we smoked in the bong here was Sweetgrass Mint Chocolate Chip. It's a hybrid. It is 27.8% THC. It's Sweetgrass Organic Cannabis. It's organic. I think it's craft. I'm not too sure. It's definitely organic, though. It's a 2.7% terpene profile with caryophyllene as the leading, farnesene as the second, beta-myrcene as the third, and limonene as the final. So it's, how do you explain it? If you've ever smoked LA Kush Cake from Natural History, it's very similar to that, like the high. The flavor even, too. It's not overly peppery. It's not too harsh. It's nice and smooth, even though I coughed off that bong hit. That's because I'm not doing bong hits very much anymore. In fact, I'm trying to figure out how to eliminate it from the beginning of the podcast, but I really enjoy doing it to start the show. So, yeah, that's what we're smoking in the bong. In the pre-roll, I'm smoking a blunt because I'm on a blunt kick. At work the other day, we ordered a bunch in, so I bought all the bongs so that I, or all the bongs, all the blunts so I could see which ones were the best. These ones are El Bluntos. It's a 4-pack. They're each, I think, 0.75 grams. So they're like little stubbies, but they're good little cigars. I remember buying one of them a long time ago, so I bought the 4-pack. So we'll see how that one goes. It comes with a glass tip. It's got a rubber stopper. Smells earthy. Yeah. So we're going to smoke that at some point in the show. And let's see, what is the things? The things are, it's 25% THC. I don't know if it's a hybrid, a sativa, or an indica. So let's see, what do the, does it give you a terpene profile? No, it just says there's the total terps. Where are they? Nowhere to be found. So yeah, I don't know, that one will be a fun one to find out. I like my blunts to be either indicas or hybrids, really, because those, they go well with the smoke, you know what I mean? It's a good sesh when you have a blunt that's got a dark wrap on it, has a little bit heavier, how do I explain it? More full body flavor. Like, when you get the smoke in your mouth, it feels like you took a bite of something, you know what I'm saying? I like that. So hopefully these are like that, because I remember this blunt being pretty good. I'm drinking a Molo 10. It is a beer-flavored drink. I think they're made by Labatt. They're 10 milligrams of THC, and they are 10 milligrams of CBG. And as we all know, CBG is the mother cannabinoid. And it makes THC do what THC does. It makes CBD do what it does. It makes all of the essential oils of the plant do what they do and helps enhance them, right? Whereas in the what do you call it, like birthing stages of all the other oils. It helps promote those oils. So when you pair it with something, it gives you this sense of feeling really good about being you for no fucking reason. It's great. So I got one of those. And then because I wanted more CBG in my life, And I always wanted to try a Box Hot vape cart. I bought the new one. That's Box Hot Cruise Control Nitro. It is 50% THC. I think it's 10 milligrams, so like 1% CBD. Or 7. I can't tell if that's a 7. A 7, I think. 7% THC. Or sorry, 50% THC, 7% CBG, and then or CBD. Oh, 7% CBD. Or 0.7% CBD. There we go. Got it right. 0.7% CBD, 50% THC, and 25% CBG. It's a... What was the flavors? Here. Watermelon, blue raspberry, fruity flavor. Yeah. It's pretty good, man. Tastes like bubblegum. So far, the one hit I've taken off it, I recommend it. But yeah, so we're smoking and drinking that stuff today. I had to get rid of the tequila, well, mostly because I drank it, but also because it wasn't helping, I don't think. So let me tell you how I quit smoking. And when I say this, I'm not trying to say this like to be on my high horse or like, you know, to, in any way kind of profit off it, even if that means like, you know, non-financially, but whatever way you could profit off something. That's not my point. What am I talking about? I'm really high right now. That was a good hit from the bong. The weed is starting to set in. What I'm trying to say is, when I quit smoking, I've tried many times. I started smoking when I was 17, where it would just be like one cigarette here and there every once in a while. And then when I started living on my own in my mid-20s, it became like half a pack a day, probably for like many years. And then I had my incident where I had to have a defibrillator implanted, and that made me stop for a while. And then after a while, I got comfortable and complacent, and I started smoking again. So I was in my mid-20s, and then I smoked up until, when did I really try? I'd say it was like my late 30s, like around 36, 37, I started to really think like, this is getting out of control. You know what I mean? It was just, it went from half a pack to three quarters of a pack a day. If I was drinking, it could be a pack, maybe a pack and a half. And then it got to the point where I was smoking almost two packs a day. Now, obviously that's like horrible for you, especially as a heart patient. You really should not be doing that. So over the years from, let's say, I'm 42 now. Over the years, from when I started to quit when I was 37, Jesus, it took me 5 years to finally completely be okay with putting down a cigarette. And it took a lot of different methods. Like, I tried cold turkey. That didn't work for me. I was too weak because, you have to be really mentally ready, prepared, and capable of dropping something out of your life like that. Because smoking, whether you like it or not, is a major part of your existence, okay? Or at least it has, like, its claws into the idea that it's a major part of your existence. Because it doesn't have to be. But you also have to be mentally prepared to get in that situation where you're not having a cigarette, so that when the craving pops up, you're... little voice in your head can be like, fuck off, man. I don't need that, you know? So, the first time I really tried to quit smoking, what I did was I quit cold turkey. I think I made it 3 days the first time. It took me about 4 or 5 tries, and then I ended up quitting and not having a cigarette for a month was my first attempt. And then I got from a month... How would I explain it? So 1 month I wouldn't smoke. Then the next month I smoked. And then after, let's say, 2 months of smoking again, I would get back to the mindset of like, God, I gotta quit this. So then I would stop smoking for another month. And then that's how I broke it up for like a year. 2 months on, 1 month off kind of thing, okay? And then at a certain point, my dad came to me, and he's a hypnotherapist. So he says, well, can I hypnotize you? And I said, well, I gotta try something, because I was trying the gum at the time, and the gum like stings, dude. I don't like that shit. It's disgusting. I don't know how you could do it. And you're not, and I found out you're not supposed to swallow it. And like, realistically, how often are you in a place or a position to be able to spit when it's too much? You know what I mean? Because you don't want, yeah. It's a very harsh, if you haven't done dip, which I'm sure if you've smoked, I've never tried it, because like, I don't know. But the gum is supposed to be like that, where it like releases. You're supposed to keep it between your gums and your cheek, and then you only chew it when you start to have a craving. So the whole time it's just sitting against your gums. But I found that like it wasn't very comfortable. And then even when you chewed it, I didn't realize you had to spit out the fluid. So like I swallowed a lot of that shit. It probably fucked me up. And it burned. It was horrible. I didn't like it. So I stopped doing that. And then at some point I bought those little, you know, those little, it's a little white thing. It looks like a little sperm. Okay. And it just has nicotine in it. So you would buy whatever milligram you needed and you would huff on that. But it was just nicotine. So like there was no flavor. There was no comparison to a cigarette, that kind of thing. So I did that. I bought one of those. That didn't last long. I was like, fuck that shit. And then I would say probably around 38, I had given up on trying to quit smoking. I just kept smoking. And then every time I would cut down, it would amp back up within no time. So after a year of doing that pretty repeatedly, like, what am I saying? After a year of going right back up to where I was after the 1 year of like intervals of quitting, right? I decided, okay, I'm going to quit. So I tried for 6 months. I got that going. I started using a vape pen that I bought from the gas station. I used that when they first came out. I think I was like, 38. And then I started working out heavily. So to really quit and like get away from cigarettes, what I thought I would do is, because my job was physically demanding, and I decided at some point that like, before I die, I'm going to have abs. So I decided that working out was the way to go. So I started working out, and then from there I convinced myself that if you're working out, you can't smoke, right? But then inevitably I would work out, and then after the workout I'd be like, man, I want to smoke. And I would have a smoke. I would give in because I was tired. So a year of this, where the smoking did cut me down, so I went from smoking a pack to like half a pack again. Okay, so it cut down a bit, but I was still smoking. And then a year of that happened till finally I got to the point where I recognized that even though I was working out and trying to maintain this like cut down schedule of smoking, that I just had to get rid of it, right? And I knew in my mind that the only thing you could do is get rid of it and never do it again. That was the only way that it was going to work. But when I'm tired, okay, or when I'm frustrated, or when I'm upset, what I end up doing, or at the time, what I ended up doing was always going to get a pack of smokes, because that would trigger me. That would set me off to, you know, want the cigarette. And here's what people forget too, I think, is that in that cigarette, sure, you have nicotine and tobacco, but you're also addicted to getting the rush of all the other chemicals that are in it too, right? So your body, when you quit, your body also is withdrawing from that as well, you know? So there's like a compound of withdrawals happening, especially if you're smoking two packs a day. And what I didn't realize until, I would say, 6 or 8 months ago, okay? Because I'm 42 now. So yeah, so from 38 to 42, so 38 to 40, I just kept trying to cut down and staying in good shape. And then, I don't know what happened, but then I got lazy and I stopped working out. Oh yeah, because I left my job. So I stopped working out, left my job, stopped working out, started doing the podcast. And then I just amped it up again because it was COVID and I wasn't doing anything but the podcast. But in the back of my mind, I always knew, like, I gotta stop. I can't do this, you know, any, like, too much longer. I gotta quit. And I know, and I started to realize that, like, oh, what am I trying to say? I started to realize that at some point, I was just going to have to let smoking go completely. Like, we can't be friends. You know what I mean? Because that's like your little buddy, right? You know? As you go through the shit, even if you cut down, that's still your little buddy that's like, hey man, what's up? I wanna hang out. And you're like, cool man, can I light you on fire? And he's like, yeah, bro, I wanna see what happens too. So it's really hard to get rid of your little buddy, you know? But at some point you end up having to realize that you gotta cut the whole thing. So even though I had started to cut down, when COVID hit, it started to slowly amp back up to where I was at a pack or two a day. And then I think the beginning of this year, I started to notice I was actually about a pack and a half a day. And I was no longer smoking because I liked smoking. It was just a pure habit. And I recognized that it was a habit, which probably saved. Has saved me the most in this situation. The idea of identifying it as just strictly a habit. Like I didn't like the taste. It was just a social thing to do. And then I realized I'm like, I don't have it. I could just go, if I want to go talk to somebody who smoked, just go stand outside. You know what I mean? Like they can smoke. I can just stand there. But there had to be an actual switch in your head that there has to be a switch in your head that pretty much like cuts off the idea of ever going back to a cigarette. Now, again, I'm not trying to say that I'm, you know, better than anybody or anything like that. What I'm trying to tell you is that these are the steps that I recognize now that were happening and how I identified the reasons for me smoking. So part of the reason for me smoking was that, I'd get frustrated or whatever. Part of it was emotional, part of it was social, and the biggest part was just habitual. Because even if I was angry or whatever, I didn't have to have the cigarette. You know what I mean? Like I could go for a drive, I could punch a punching bag, like I could do a lot of different things. Didn't have to do the cigarette. I could work out, do some like chest presses and shit, you know? I could go play soccer, I don't know. Go for a run. Do a bunch of different stuff other than smoking, because all the smoking was doing was really holding me back. But again, you're not thinking this way about it. This is all in reflection, right? So the smoking thing was holding me back because every time I wanted to do something, I'd have to go have a smoke. And I'm thinking to myself, like, you know, I worked out at one point and I got myself down to like 180 pounds. I was looking pretty good. I was feeling really good. You know, it's kind of quitting smoking is kind of like that, where as you make the transition from smoking to not smoking, it's more so how your subconscious feels about it, you know? If you don't care, you're not gonna care. If you're saying it, but you're not believing it, it's not gonna work. And that's what I found because I said it a lot. I tried many times. The most I ever got to was being 6 months without a cigarette, and that was it. And then I went right back. And as soon as you go back, once you go from not having a cigarette for like a really long time, then having a cigarette, you can't just have one. You know, you have to like, you're like, oh, cool, this pack's good. And literally over like the course of maybe a day, you get right back up to where you were. Which I'm pretty sure is basically the basic mentality of addiction, right? Because you're just, yeah. So I was fully addicted. And the biggest thing that helped me, like I was saying earlier, was the fact that my subconscious was basically the low voice in my head was going like, you gotta stop, you gotta stop, you gotta stop, you know? So obviously somewhere deep down, I really wanted to stop. And that's the thing. You have to want to stop. If you don't want to stop, you're not gonna stop. If you wanna just try it to see it, you're gonna go back to it. You know, you have to really focus and make the conscious and unconscious decision to do it and be done with it and rid yourself of it. Again, I'm not saying I'm perfect in any way, okay? All I'm saying is that this time there's a very big difference as to the first few times I tried it, where I said, yeah, I'm gonna quit, and then, proceeded to attempt to quit. I would give in to little instances along the way. So if I was out with my buddies and we were drinking, and I was trying to quit smoking, I'd have a smoke because, oh, I'm drinking, it's fine, you know? It's not. You can't do it, you know? So as you catch yourself in these moments of like, I'm gonna quit, and I'm gonna quit, and that's it. That's what you gotta, it's a stupid rhyme, but that's what you gotta say. You got, I quit, and that's it. I'm just gonna do this now, that kind of thing. So once I made that switch and got into to a focused mindset, I had a few slips still, don't get me wrong. So a year ago, now this is where things get good, because this is where I actually start to solidify no more cigarettes in my life. And quitting went down in a very like systematic way over the course of a few months, maybe the course of a year almost, maybe 8 months, to where I'm at now, where I don't even care to have a cigarette. Like, it doesn't bother me at all, you know? So what happened was, last year at Christmas, my dad asked if he could hypnotize me. And I said, sure, you can hypnotize me this time. And so we try to, he hypnotizes me, we go through it. For the rest of the trip, which was like 2 weeks, I didn't care to have a cigarette, didn't bother me, didn't want any, it was all good. And then it was probably about a week after I got home, or maybe it was the day after I got home, I don't know. What ended up happening was when we were coming back on our flight, the flight kept getting delayed until finally we left at like midnight, Alberta time, and we got home at like 7 a.m. our time. So when we got home, we just crashed. That was it. We were out. And when I'm tired, I'm at my weakest. And that's when I was like, you know what? The kids are going to bed, but I got stuff I got to do. Like, I got to put shit away before we can, before I can lay down or anything. So I started doing that. And then immediately, within doing one task and getting frustrated because I was exhausted and probably should have left it alone, I ended up going to the store, getting a pack of smokes, and boom, right back to smoking. Now, within that time to this year, which would have been the new year till now, I fluctuated. So for the first month, I didn't get really into smoking. I had that pack for a little while, smoked it, and then whatever. But it did amp up again until finally, when was it? Well, it was like 38 days ago, okay? So over the course of the year, I would keep falling into these stupid little traps of myself, traps set by myself, right? Where if something didn't go my way, I would go get a pack of smokes. I'd buy one smoke, I'd throw out the pack, that was it, you know? And then I would make the excuse again. I repeatedly made the excuse that drinking was okay with the smoke, so I might have started drinking more. I don't know, but I feel like I did. And then we got to the point where I got to the point where it just stopped tasting good. There was no, like, even if I took a day off, or if like I took a maybe like yeah, a day or two off of smoking, I would grab a cigarette and like, no, it didn't taste good. So I thought, okay, how can I do this? Because I'm still getting the urges, and I can't go, like, I don't have the mental fortitude at this point to go cold turkey on it, you know? So how can I get to the result that I want, which is no more cigarettes and no more smoking other than weed? How am I going to get to that without causing myself to go back to this? Because I really don't want to do this anymore. So again, my sight, I'm high. I hope you're high. Fuck. My thoughts were, what the hell was I talking about? I've been, these last couple episodes, man, my brain has been a little spacey, but that's why I got the CBG. What was I saying? I was saying that, I think I was saying that basically, shit, I don't remember. Here, let's have a CBG drink. Cheers. Maybe that'll jog something. CBG is supposed to be, what do they call it? A mood stabilizer. It helps your brain. So hopefully it brings back a positive idea of where the fuck I was going with that. I don't remember. Yeah, so basically I don't want to just like I don't want to go back to smoking. I want to make this as easy as possible because if I just go tur go if I just go cold turkey, it's not gonna work. I've tried it too many times. So what I decided to do was, like I said before, I had picked up at one point this vape thing from the gas station. So I would use that. And I found that mint worked well because it reminded me of like a menthol, right? So that I used for a long time to cut down smoking. I think I used that for like 8 months, where in between having a cigarette every now and then, I would have the vape thing, you know, try to use that primarily. Till finally, again, for the last time, because I got frustrated with myself, I went right back to smoking because I got sick of the vape thing. The mint just got to be too disgusting. So, I did that for a while. And then I tried, I think, three different kinds of vape carts from the gas stations, from gas stations that I had visited on my routes of driving or whatever. And I didn't really like any of them. They didn't seem to give me enough. So finally, one day, because all these kids at work vape, I started asking them like, okay, what's this vaping thing all, what's it all about? So they started like telling me about it. They have these like fruity flavors and all this different shit, which everybody knows. So I decided to go in to one of the vape shops and I said, look, I really want to quit smoking. I want to transition, but I also don't want to be smoking a vape thing for fucking ever. I just want to use it to get rid of cigarettes. So I said, what I need first is something that's not mint because I can't do mint. So you got to figure out your flavor. If you're gonna do this, because this is like the first step I took to, actually getting rid of cigarettes. So I bought this vape cart. Gives you like 2 milliliters, I think, in this. In a little thing, looks like this if you're watching. It's a little battery with a little cartridge that goes inside of it, and then you smoke it. It's got nicotine and it tastes like stuff. So the one I got first was some kind of pear thing, and that pear one tasted kind of like the wine tipped Colts. And so I used that for like a year. It was for like a year. Oh my God, my timing is so off. This is so confusing. Let's try and streamline this. Well, thank you for joining me, Justin Baroni, your friendly neighborhood pothead, on Friday. Hope you made it this far. I hope you enjoyed the sesh. Okay. Well, let me streamline this. Let me make this make a little bit more sense instead of just rambling all the time. So, okay, when I quit smoking, or when I first started to get serious about quitting smoking, the first thing I did was talk to people about this. These vape cartridge things for nicotine, these Nic vapes. I ended up going to a specific vape shop and getting a battery, pods, and some liquid. The liquid, because I told them I wanted to mimic a cigarette without it being like fruity or anything like that. Like I didn't want it to be like candy. I wanted it to be as close as possible to a cigarette. So what they gave me was, I can't remember what the flavor was. I think it was like a pear something. But it had 20 milligrams of nicotine in it. So when you smoke it, it tasted like a wine-tipped Colt, like those little cigars. So I was like, that's perfect. So I started smoking that for a little while. I think I smoked that for about 6 months or so before, again, I got tired of it. So then I started smoking cigarettes again. Again, my timing is all off, but that's because I'm high. Just listen to the steps. The steps are more important than the timing. What I'm saying is I sucked at quitting smoking. So once I finally got the shit together, I went to a vape thing. I bought a bigger cartridge, and I bought two different flavors. So when I was moving off of the 20 milligram, which was the wine tip Colt one that I had, what I did was I got this one called Caramaco, which was 12 milligrams of nicotine, and I started using that one. So I would use the 20 milligrams, let's say in the morning and after like eating, and then maybe at nighttime. But then in between, so if it was after breakfast, I'd put in the 20 milligram cartridge, I'd smoke that. And then once I dropped the kids off at school, I'd switch that cartridge out to a lighter, the lighter one, which was 12 milligrams. And then I think over the course of 3 weeks, I got to the point where I wasn't able to smoke the 20 anymore. It was too much because I had totally hadn't had a cigarette. And even then I wasn't smoking like flower. I would smoke vape carts. I started smoking vape carts. So now I have like 10 different fucking vape carts that I smoke. But it's actually been better because I've noticed that like if I smoke a cigar or I smoke, not a cigar, sorry, if I smoke a blunt or a joint or something else, I sit outside for a long time. Whereas if I smoke the vape cart, you know, maybe sometimes I just dip into the bathroom and shoot it right out the bathroom fan, you know? It smells like watermelon and fucking pixie dust. Like, you gotta be kidding me if you don't think that I'm not gonna, you know, do that whenever. And you don't have to leave your house coat. So I started doing that. And I transitioned. And so for like, I guess it's been, if it's been 40 days since I've smoked, I guess for the first 25, I didn't smoke flower. I just smoked vape carts and the nicotine vape. So now I'm at the point where the Nic vape, I've gotten rid of the 20 milligrams. I'm down to 12 milligrams, which I use actually less than the 20. Like one cartridge of this 12 milligram will last me probably a day and a half. And maybe 2 days. It'll probably last me about 2 days because I don't smoke it that much. And primarily I use my 6 milligram now, like I did the 20 and the 12. So I would use, I use the 12 milligrams like in the morning or when I'm doing something like this. Or if let's say I'm drinking, I'll have this one with me. And then during the day, I try to use the 6 milligram one. So hopefully in the next few weeks, it'll get to the point, because I've already started to notice that the 12 milligram is getting to be a little bit too much, but I like it for the creativity part because nicotine is helpful in that. So I'm hoping by Christmas, I can get down to the 6 and the 3. So having 6 milligrams and 3 milligrams in the day. And then to the point where I'm using no nicotine, and then to the point where I'm not using anything at all. So I'm hoping that based on the amount of time it's taking me now, I can get down to that by the new year, right? But the upside is 40 days, no smoking. I don't even really have any because of this thing. And now, well, okay, hold on. Because of this thing, I find that, I'm not using it as much. So I, like if I would go outside and smoke a cigarette, I might chain smoke 3, right? Whereas this one, I'll take like, I don't know, a few hits off it and then go back inside or come out of the bathroom, whichever it is. But I also find too that now, because I haven't smoked flower or a cigarette as often, that when I take bong hits, I cough my fucking ass off now. Yeah. So I try to smoke joints mostly when I'm in between. Joints also help if you get the right one. Like if it's a little more earthy and peppery, if you get the hankering for a cigarette, you can take a little hit of your nicotine thing. Dump, dump. Right? And then you can like smoke a more peppery joint. And then that'll also kind of give you, because I've done that, that'll give you sort of a little satisfaction, like a close to what it was like to have a cigarette. Enough that you'll move on anyway, because that's the point. That's the real point of not smoking. It's just to move on from the idea of doing it and forgetting it. It's like, you know how everybody says, all these motivational speakers and shit, they all talk about how,
you got to cut the bad people out of your life. Like I said earlier, your cigarettes are your little buddies, right? You don't want to cut your little buddy out of your life, but I hate to tell you this, you have to cut your little buddy out of your life. It's the only way you're going to stop. If you want to stop, I'm not telling you to stop, but if you want to stop, this is what you got to do. You can't pretend that like you and your buddy can't hang out ever. It's not possible. Somebody else can have it, but you know, that's their little buddy, you know, it's not your buddy. So you can hang out with somebody that's smoking a cigarette, but you have to be comfortable with never touching it again. I imagine that the concept of that is very similar to, you know, like alcoholics and stuff. That's why I say it's an obvious addiction, because you crave it, you want it. But once you get mentally good with, no, I'm not going to do that, it's very easy to fight it off. So a bunch of the things that you can do that are going to help you, aside from buying, you know, maybe a nicotine thing. I tried the patch too. I just found that with the patch, when you use it, it kind of like heats up your, it doesn't heat up your arm, but it's like, it makes me itchy. I don't like that. And then, because I was going through real withdrawals, which I'll tell you about in a second, but, because I was going through like real withdrawals this time, it was odd having it on. It felt like it was too much, you know? I don't know. The anxiety, like, because of the patch, it didn't help bring it down. It just kind of amped it up a little more for me. But basically, when I quit, I think it was 2 weeks after not having any cigarettes and periodically smoking the vape. So I was trying not to smoke the vape too much. I'd have it on a few, like, smoke breaks at work and stuff, but I wouldn't smoke it at night very much before bed. I wouldn't smoke it right when I got up. I would wait till about noon if I could, you know, sometimes 10, but whatever. I would wait till longer to try and hit the vape thing. And what I started to notice was that I forgot where I was going. Dude, I ramble sometimes and I pull myself along and then I forget. It's hard to stay on track. What was I talking about? Shit, I don't remember. This has happened a lot lately. I think I gotta start reading and maybe taking some fish oil or something. Oh, aside from taking the vape stuff, there's other things that you can do to help yourself up. Nope, that's not what I was saying. What I was talking about was my withdrawal symptoms. There we go. We're back. It's fine. Okay, so after 2 weeks after quitting smoking completely, even though the first 3 days or whatever were kind of tough in terms of wanting a cigarette or trying to fight the urge to go get some and stuff like that, the next 2 weeks were harder on me, I think. What happened was 2 weeks in, almost exactly to the day, I started to, it was the weirdest fucking feelings, because your blood pressure starts to level back out. Your heart rate starts to go, you know, down a little bit instead of always being on a slight on edge. What else happens? Obviously your lung function starts to get better. You could take in more air, and it's really weird at first. Your sense of smell and taste changes, not changes, comes back. So it's like having your senses come back in 4K, you know? So, one of the things that I noticed was that I was using weed and cigarettes to, keep my energy level at bay. Okay. Because as soon as I stopped smoking cigarettes, within that 2 week period where the withdrawals I got were hot and cold, couldn't sleep, weird fucking dreams every night. I would sweat when it was cold out, when I was like freezing. I would heat up and be clammy. Like, it was the weirdest setup of symptoms. And then there were certain points where, because your lung function and your sense of smell and taste and everything starts to get so much better, that like you're bringing in more air, and your body's like, holy shit, this has been a long time, you know? Like, there's a bunch of things that start to happen where you're like, you feel energized. I told one of my coworkers one day, I'm like, it feels like lightning and my bones want to fly out of my fingers. Like I don't know how to do this. It's not anxiety. It's just all of a sudden my energy levels and everything seem to start to balance out. So as soon as that happened, I was like, okay. And then my fucking level of hyper went through the roof. So those fucking dudes that are calling me immature and shit like that, fine, you call me what you want. But like, let me tell you, I have way more fun. And yes, when I get hyper. I'm a grown ass man that still gets hyper. I don't deny my feelings is what I'm saying. But yeah, so I noticed that happening. And then at night I would like crash for a little while. That happened for the first few weeks. And then the first month. What else happened in the first month I had all that happen. And then, I had this like weird sense of doom for like a week or two, but I knew it wasn't like real. You know what I mean? It was like, it was some weird manufactured thing because like I'd be out doing something like driving mostly, which is where I smoked the most. I would just drive and smoke. Right. So I think because that was like the final test, I had to go down to the hospital to get a checkup because that I have to go for an annual checkup. So I go and I get all checked out and everything. But on the way there and on the way back in the car, I wasn't smoking. I was having my little vapey thing, right? And there was just this sense of like impending doom the entire time I drove. And I started to think to myself, you know what? That's the longest drive I've taken since I stopped smoking cigarettes. Maybe that was the last like hurrah for the cigarette need, you know, because it's where I would have smoked anyway. I would have smoked like a whole pack driving down that highway. You know what I'm saying? So I wonder if that was the case. And because after that, I've been totally fine with, you know, not wanting a cigarette. I like going out for a little bit of this, but even this is kind of getting, whatever you smoke in these fucking vape things, it ruins flavors. So you got to be careful. Yeah, you gotta be really careful. Okay, so on top of that, once the withdrawals and stuff started to end, I started to notice that certain things happened. So like in stages, different things like I said, sense of smell, sense of taste, lung functions, ability to go longer distances and do things without being out of breath, like. It's amazing what you don't realize smoking is doing to you until you give it the chance to stop, you know? So once that started to balance out, I started to realize that all these after effects, because I'd smoked for so long, are going to be happening for all the time, you know? Like weird shit for a bit is going to happen while my body rebalances itself, you know? So I'm hoping that sooner than later, based on the track that I'm going, I can get rid of even taking, even using these vape, nicotine vapes, you know, for good by around the new year. Yeah, that's what I'm hoping. That's my fingers crossed. So hopefully some of that can help you quit if you're at the point where you're not sure what to do. Start with doing what I just said. Put the pieces together and start there because it'll really work. But the first thing you got to do is make sure that mentally that's what you want to do because like I said, that's the only way it fucking works is if your brain knows that you don't want to do it. And if you smoke weed, there is a way to incorporate weed into it. But at first, not that you have to stop using THC products. No. You have to adjust how you get high. That's what I'm saying. So when I first stopped smoking, I didn't want to stop smoking weed. Well, I realized I had to kind of stop smoking weed because it would just inflame the idea of wanting a cigarette or incite the idea or incite the negative need for a cigarette, right? So I thought, okay, well, how else can I get high? Well, in fucking ingestibles, baby. I thought, well, you know what I'll do? I'll get a vape cart for the day, like daytime kind of high, a nice happy high. And then I'll get a vape cart that has a sleepy time, bedtime high. And then I'll also get like some oils and some drops. So I got CBD oil, which I take on the weekends and periodically. And I got these rosin head, rosin drops. Those things are fucking, woo. They're 5 milligrams a drop. They are not edibles. They are definitely rosin. I drop them in my coffee and I just do two of them. Dude, all you need is two of these 5 milligram little bangers and they get your head in a nice little spot. Like they do it right. I took four once. I was high for 8 hours. But that doesn't promote wanting the cigarette. I've found that smoking anything promotes the cigarette because once you smoke the joint, you're like, oh, I'll smoke the cigarette, you know, that kind of thing. So that's how I kind of stay away from wanting to do that. Because now that I've got kind of a handle on it, I find blunts are the more satisfying smoke, which is why I'm lighting the blunt right now. Hope you're enjoying the sesh. I hope, like I said, if you're thinking of quitting smoking, some of this can help you. I know it's kind of stupid and it's rambly, but you know, welcome to Thoughts Off the Stem. The point is, get high, smoke one, let's talk about some shit, and maybe some of it is good, maybe some of it is just, I'm high. What do you want? I just hope you're having a good time, and like, put me on in the background when you clean. That's fine. I'm cool with that. Hi, Mom. But yeah. What else did I do to quit smoking? I try to keep. Oh, yeah. I got a fucking massive chip on my shoulder for road rage. I started screaming at everybody on the road. That, I think, has definitely been spawned from not smoking. But in terms of wanting and thinking about a cigarette, I haven't had that in probably 2 or 3 weeks now. It doesn't even flash in my head anymore. Like, just okay, cool, you know? So, yeah, there is a way to do it. And now, even now, I notice that it's smoking the vape, nicotine vape is more of a crutch. Like smoking weed is more of a reward, you know? Where smoking the vape cart is more of a crutch. I tend to smoke it more again when. At times when I would smoke cigarettes, when you'd have more anxiety or you'd be focused on something. Like I find when I'm editing the podcast, that's when if I were to want a cigarette, that would be the time because I would just want to smoke a cigarette the whole time while I edited. So smoking the vape is a little easier, but that's the most I smoke the vape is when I'm editing. If there's like a challenge at work and my anxiety's up, or not even anxiety, but my energy level's up, you know. My focus is in. I find that I smoke it more then. But it's also helped me reserve smoking it to those times. You know what I mean? Which I think ultimately cuts down on how much of this you're actually taking in, how much you're in comparison to what you're smoking when you're smoking cigarettes. I think you take in less vape over time. Because I don't care who you are, you can't want to be tasting that taste all of the time. You know what I mean? It is close to candy. So having that flavor in your mouth like all day long, I don't know. That seems excessive. It'd be like sucking on a lollipop and never putting it down, you know? So yeah, so I think the idea is that you allow yourself to get tired of it. And then slowly get down in milligrams because you want to get down to like 3 milligrams to the point where you have no milligrams and then you're not smoking anything. And then even with weed vape carts, I only take like a few hits there, here and there. I'm also still trying to find like what combination of flavors I like. This one from Box Hot, the Cruise Control Nitro. Dude, it tastes like bubblegum. It's so good. Yeah. But that's it. Like you only need one hit every now and then. These people that are huffing on these things, dude. It's like me on a cigarette. I'd chain smoke them, which is so stupid because I'm a heart patient. Why do I do that? I want to get rid of the vapes too, but I don't want to get rid of the weed stuff. Although I am transitioning more, like I said, into edibles. So when if you're trying to quit smoking, that's a good way to supplement your getting your THC in your body. Is I take some pills, some oils, edibles on things that you like to have too. So like. For example, okay, let's say you want, I don't know, coffee. Put a little THC oil in there. I mean, don't go out and do shit, but you know what I'm saying. Add it to things you like so that it associates the satisfaction or the contentedness of life be associated with something you do on a daily anyway that's not negative, you know? That's what I've tried to do. So I've but it's really got me away from wanting a cigarette. That's the main goal. And then again, you know, your brain has to not want to do it too, because there's so many times where I've said like, oh, I'm going to quit and then never quit. Yeah, it's bad. So if you're thinking of quitting, that's what you want to do. These are good ways to start, is put down the cigarettes, go to the vape shop, ask them for, describe what your intention is, tell them what kind of flavor you want or like, and get them to set you up with a starter kit. And that way you're getting something that's, you know, it's not going to harm you. It's, you know, legit. Go to a vape shop and get it. And start with that for like, you probably need to start with that for like your first month and a bit. And then, you know, break down from there. Go down, talk to the guy and get him to help you go down in milligrams until you're out. And then adjust how you smoke weed or ingest weed to just ingesting and digesting instead of smoking and inhaling, you know, and you'd be pretty successful in getting there. But you also have to be aware of what kind of like crazy shit's going to happen to your body, right? Like your blood pressure is going to make you feel out of whack for like the longest time. Like, probably the amount of oxygen you get too. I feel like every, you know, 4 days or so, there would be a difference in how much my lungs could take in. You know what I'm saying? And how much more it felt like I was oxygenated. Just more alert, more aware, less tired as well. The only thing that I find different is that I think cigarettes really help me focus more. Because I'm a little more scatterbrained. But it could also be that maybe I've added too much weed to my, you know, off time situation. So I got to cut back on that too. And the fact that it's also vape carts and fucking concentrates doesn't help, because they're stronger, obviously, right? This blunt from El Bluntito is excellent. And again, what I'm saying is like this. This is the perfect example. It's a good, it's a good blunt. It gives you the satisfaction of smoking something that's like a cigarette, and it's not a cigarette. That's what you need from your blunt wrap. Your blunt wrap needs to taste like a cigar, and the weed's got to be earthy inside of it so that it's all, you know, it complements each other. Making a blunt is like being a really good chef. Making a good blunt is like being a really good chef. That's my opinion. So El Blunto, you guys nailed it. I like this blunt. I'm trying all the new blunts that came in. I've got one for almost every episode for the next few episodes. So keep tuned. I got 3 more of these. I'm saving them though, because these ones are fucking delicious. But yeah, if you're trying to quit smoking, all the fucking power to you. If you have any questions or you need a buddy to help you, you can leave me a comment. I'll try and answer and whatever, give you support. Because, you know, I think that smoking for a lot of people is not as enjoyable, like, as you remember it being when you started, you know? I think that it's more habitual and people forget that. And to break a habit, you have to do certain things. You have to be mentally prepared. You have to accept the physicality of the situation. And you have to be prepared to kick your little buddy out of your life. It's like cutting off friends. People that are just takers, not givers, you know? That's essentially what a cigarette is. It's your little taker buddy that's going to give you nothing and fucking still exist without you. You know what I'm saying? Whereas you can't exist without him. At least that's what you perceive. But you can't. You can just use these few steps and start with a visit to the vape shop, finding out what flavor and what milligram you want to go with, and having a steady plan and at least in a mindset. You don't have to write it down, But just have a plan, like, oh, I'll smoke this and then I want to get down to this. So make sure that you set yourself up with varying levels of fluid so that you can make those steps as you go and make it easier on yourself, because you can, while you're smoking one, you can introduce the other, because all these things come with two little pods, right? Give yourself give yourself the best opportunity to succeed as you possibly can. And then if you have a problem with smoking weed, either just take a little break. Weed's going to be there, especially Canada. It's legal. It's not going anywhere. So, you know, you can get it whenever. And, just take the time to not smoke cigarettes and get rid of it. And then ideally don't use the vape thing for anything other than a crutch. Like, when I say crutch, I mean like when you sprain your ankle and the hospital gives you a set of crutches, you are supposed to use them until your ankle is healed, right? And then you give the crutches back. So same thing with this crutch. You use it until you don't need to have that thing going and you get rid of it. That's what I'm talking about. A momentary crutch. Yeah. Those are my thoughts off the stem for this week. I hope you enjoyed the sesh. I hope you come back next week and join me, Justin Baroni, on Thoughts Off the Stem on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, YouTube, Anchor, Good Pods, Podchaser, Pandora, everywhere you get podcasts. It's out there, baby. Don't forget to check out Tots420.com. If you're watching this, subscribe on YouTube. If you're listening, subscribe or whatever you follow, I guess. Follow me. Come on, follow me, man. It's fun to do this. I've got some ideas coming up that I'm going to do. I just thought this one would be a nice one to help people out. So check out Tots420.com. And until next time, keep your lids low, baby.